Whilst we all enjoy tales of beanstalks and oppressed princesses triumphing over wicked witches, we may tingle with anticipation as a prince glances a slipper at the ball, or sigh a breath of relief when a huntsman rescues a young girl wearing a red hooded cape. Some of the most magical stories are in our very own cities. In fact, they can be found in your very suburb. For Bill and Bev, their magical tale began in their quaint and humble home. This is the story of Bill and Bev's Very Merry Christmas. Episode 1, Keeping Up with Mrs. Jones.
I love Christmas Eve. So simple, so quiet.
Isn't it nice having a cup of tea and watching the fire?
Oh, yes.
It's lovely.
It's perfect. Do you think we should put a Chrissy tree up this year?
No, of course not. Why would we want a tree in here? The rug would get all dirty.
Well, I just thought Mrs. Jones has got a tree and it's very nice.
Oh, Mrs. Jones has got one, does she? Well, why don't you go to Mrs. Jones's house and spend Christmas Eve with Mrs. Jones?
All right, calm down. I'm just saying we could flash things up a little bit this year.
Did I not buy red and green napkins?
You did? Yes, you certainly did buy red and green napkins, and they are very nice.
They're lovely.
They're perfect. What about a little nativity scene?
A nativity scene? Why do you want a nativity scene?
Well, get a little bit of Jesus into Christmas.
Do we not have a spare seat near the fire?
We do, my love.
And is that spare seat not a reminder that Jesus is with us, even though we can't see him?
Yes, absolutely it is. And might I say, that is a wonderful chair.
It's lovely.
It's perfect.
It's 9 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Who on earth could that be?
Merry, merry Christmas to you both. It's so lovely, isn't it? Mind you, I have 1,000 presents to wrap. We have the family coming to ours again this year, and I told Jeremy this must be the last year, the last. But here we are, on the eve of another chaotic Christmas day. You know, we bought a jumping castle and a water slide this year. We're making it a bit of a safari theme, and well, blow up animals, pith helmets, the lot.
Doesn't Christmas already have a theme?
What? Santa Claus? Oh, please, Bill. I want something with a bit of pizzazz this year. I mean, our guests are very proper, Bill, and unlike your mob, they need a bit of wham, bam, and whiz, you see. I mean, look, darlings, you don't even have a Christmas tree.
Why would we want a Christmas tree?
Oh, sorry, dear. Could you not afford one this year? Oh, how horrid. I'm distraught for you, darling. Simply distraught. I mean, you're more than welcome to use our tree from last year. No, wait. Oh, no, I don't think we gave that to the other poor family. Sorry, honey.
I didn't mean Santa. I meant Jesus.
Yes, but I want to focus on something big this year, you know? Really celebrate the wow of Christmas.
Jesus is the wow of Christmas.
Oh, darling, you're too cute. Well, I have places to go, things to prepare, presents to wrap. Enjoy your, well, whatever you call this.
Oh, dear, my love. You've got that look in your eye. Both of them. What are you planning?
Mrs. Jones can have her fandangled present with her fandangled friends and family. You and I, Bill.
Yes?
We're going to splash out this year. Get your coat. We're going shopping for a tree and a nativity set.
Oh, that does sound nice.
It will be lovely.
Perfect.
And so, just 3 hours before Christmas Day, Bill and Bev took to the nearby shopping centre, where chaos and confusion awaited them. Tune in next time for episode 2 of Bill and Bev's Very Merry Christmas. Who doesn't enjoy epic trilogies revolving around hobbits, rings and wizards, or intergalactic adventures of Jedi knights fighting against an evil empire? Or magical fantasies of far-off lands, accessible only through paintings and wardrobes? Tales of greatness, tales of darkness overcome by blinding light. Often, such stories are myth, stuff of legends. But for Bill and Bev, their magical tale of a very Merry Christmas has become reality. Bill and Bev's Very Merry Christmas, Episode 2, Cardboard and Discounts.
Blimey, this shopping on Christmas Eve is a real mess, my love. I can barely touch my toes.
You can't even touch your knees on a good day.
I can too touch my knees.
Stretching the excess skin doesn't count.
Right, well, we need one tree, one nativity scene, and then we can grab one coffee and go home.
I was happy at home. We don't need a tree and a nativity scene just because Mrs. Jones has one.
It was your idea to come in here.
Only because you want what Mrs. Jones has.
I don't want a husband and three kids.
No, the ornaments, the decorations, the fancy schmancy stuff.
Well, seeing as Christmas is about Jesus' birth, it's nice to have a nativity scene.
We have an empty chair by the fire to remind us that
Jesus is with us all the time. I know, it's nice.
It's lovely.
It's perfect.
Oh, darlings! Fancy seeing you here. I didn't know you went out in public and, oh goodness, and wearing that. Very brave of you.
Now you listen here.
Sorry, darling. I'd love to chat, but I have things to buy. Merry Christmas!
I find her a little bit frustrating.
Let's just get what we need and go.
Oh, there's a nativity scene and it's 20% off.
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, hey, welcome to Radical Raimondo's one-stop pop-up shop.
Radical Raimondo? Did your parents really call you that?
We'd like to purchase the nativity scene that's 20% off.
Ah, yes, the people pleaser, I call that one. Cheap little thing, that is. I import them out of Bangladesh, and this one turned up without a Jesus, so I threw a discount on it.
Is it fair trade?
Yeah, sure.
Now, hang on, Bev. We're not getting that.
You're the one that pointed it out.
Yeah, but it's missing Jesus.
It does come with an extra camel.
I don't want an extra camel. I want baby Jesus.
Can't we take a baby Jesus from one of the other sets?
You could, but I'd have to bump up the price.
That's fine, so long as we get Jesus.
It's not fine. We want the discount.
Oh, chucking a plastic crocodile.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It doesn't sound nice. It sounds ridiculous.
Do you really need Jesus? He's one of the smallest pieces, really.
He's the most important part.
We don't need a Jesus figurine. We have an
empty chair by the fireplace. I know, it's nice.
It's lovely.
It's perfect.
I bet it could use some blow-up wise men.
Well, that might add a little something.
Forget it! If I can't have baby Jesus, then let's just go home.
But we haven't even got a Christmas tree.
Did I say you didn't have a Christmas tree? I've got just the thing. A nice 9-foot titanium evergreen.
Sure.
Bev!
Bill!
Raimondo is a scammer!
Bill!
Raimondo!
Bev!
Bill!
Mrs. Jones!
Bill! This is ludicrous!
I'm going home.
We're parked this way!
I don't care! I'm walking!
With only 1 hour before Christmas Day, Bill and Bev have not only lost the true meaning of Christmas, but quite possibly lost one another. How could this possibly be a tale of their very Merry Christmas? Tune in next time for the final episode of Bill and Bev's Very Merry Christmas. Not every fairy tale has a happy ending. Not every non-fictional account concludes with all things rainbows and coconut milk. Coconut milk. Unfortunately, being part of a broken world presents opportunities to experience much brokenness. One would suppose Bill and Bev's Very Merry Christmas would indeed end very merrily. Alas, it may not. We last left Bill on a lonesome drive homeward, whilst Beverly chose to walk home on a winter's night. Christmas Day is only 20 minutes away. Bill and Bev's Very Merry Christmas, Episode 3, The Least of These.
Oh, Bev, what have I done? Here we were, by the fire, content to sip our tea and talk nonsense. Yet all because I wanted a silly little nativity scene, you're out there in the cold. I could drive out and have a look for you, but it's blooming freezing, so I might just wait by the fire.
Let's get a nativity scene, he said. It'll be nice, he said. Get a little tree, he said. Mark my word, when I get home...
Excuse me?
Hmm? Who said that?
Excuse me, down here.
What on earth are you doing in the snow?
Well, I'm sitting.
Yes, but isn't it wet?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Then you should go home and warm up.
This is my home.
Don't be silly, this can't be your home. It's a mess.
Well, pardon if it ain't up to your standards, m'lady, but this is my home.
It's a street corner.
I was just gonna ask if you had some change.
Sure, here. I hope it helps.
Oh, it will, m'lady. Thank you.
Oh, my love, are you all right?
Yes, fine. The walk did me well.
I was worried, I was. I looked for you on the way back home.
I took the back streets. I didn't want you to pick me up. Hello, darlings!
Mrs. Jones, not now.
Oh, I won't be long. But I picked up some air freshener when I was out and I thought, well, your home might benefit more than my home.
Why are you always so rude to us?
I don't intend to be rude, honey, but look around. Your only accessory is a spare chair for... guests that you don't have.
That there is Jesus' chair. Reminds us he's always here.
That's cute. Well, whatever helps you live in this mess.
Mess? Yes. Filth. I just tried to do my bit. Merry Christmas.
How's that? She comes into our home, calls it a mess. Well, it may not be up to her standards, but I like it quite a lot.
Oh, goodness.
What's up, my love?
I'm Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, that's a little bit cryptic. That is, I don't quite follow.
I came into a young lady's home. I said it was a mess.
Blimey, you are a bit rough round the edges, but that's why I love you.
I know who belongs in that chair, Bill.
Yeah, that's Jesus' chair.
And whatever you do for the least of these, I'll be back.
Where are you going?
Hello?
Huh? Oh. Oh, welcome back.
I'm Bev. I'm so sorry. I didn't even ask your name.
I'm Sally.
Well, Sally, it's just past midnight, and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, you too.
Sally, would you like to come over to my place? We have a fire going and some warm clothes.
Oh. Oh, that would be really nice. Thank you.
And in those wee hours of Christmas morning, Bill and Bev and their new friend, Sally, sat together and celebrated the birth of Christ. They celebrated by being together and sipping tea by the fire.
Oh, this is nice.
It's lovely.
It's perfect.
And thus concludes the tale of Bill and Bev's very Merry Christmas.